Iraq's largest Sunni Arab bloc, the Accordance Front, returned to Parliament Thursday after a boycott fueled by the removal last month of the Sunni speaker, Mahmoud Mashadani. The Parliament removed Mashadani after he argued with a Shiite colleague and made accusations against him. There were also reports of fighting between the two men's bodyguards. Salim Abdullah Jabouri, spokesman for the Accordance Front, says the bloc ended its boycott after receiving calls from other political groups. He added that the restoration of Mashadani as speaker was a condition for the bloc's return. Accordance Front head Adnan al-Dulaimi told Parliament that members must cooperate to solve the nation's problems and serve the needs of the people. There was no mention of whether the Accordance Front's six ministers would return to the cabinet. The bloc holds 44 of the legislature's 275 seats, and their absence has contributed to the political paralysis gripping the government. The bloc's return comes 2 days after Shiite deputies loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr ended their boycott of parliament. Their return came after an agreement was reached to rebuild the Shiite shrine at Samarra, badly damaged in two separate bomb attacks. But the Sadr bloc's six ministers, who left the cabinet in April, still have not returned, and a vote is expected in Parliament next week to name their replacements. The return of both the Sunni and Shiite deputies reignites hopes that the legislature can get down to the business of passing key laws aimed at promoting national reconciliation. Those laws include a controversial oil and gas bill, as well as legislation governing the return to public life of members of the former Ba'ath Party of ousted President Saddam Hussein. In a separate development, the U.S. military announced Thursday that two American soldiers have been charged with the premeditated murder of an Iraqi national. The alleged murder occurred June 23rd, near the northern city of Kirkuk. The soldier's battalion commander was relieved of his command in connection with the investigation, although he is not a suspect and has not been charged. No other details were released. Also Thursday, the military reported the deaths of five more American soldiers. Four soldiers and their Iraqi interpreter were killed Wednesday in a roadside bomb blast in eastern Baghdad. A fifth soldier was killed by small arms fire Thursday south of the capital. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil.